Ulmer Creek crosses underneath Mitkoff Highway about 21 miles south of Petersburg. During construction of that roadway in 1959 and 60, trees were cut from about 20 acres around the stream. Crews also removed stumps and dug out sand and gravel from the floodplain of the creek to build the highway. That left part of Ulmer Creek a wider, shallower stream where heavy rains erode the stream banks and young salmon have no deep pools to grow and survive. Forest Service hydrologist Heath Whitaker says restoration work is planned for Ulmer Creek and a tributary called Lumpy Creek.
What this project would do would basically be to work within those same areas, add wood to some of those old structures, create new structures, add some cover to the rearing ponds that wasn't there. We want to reestablish the connection between one of the rearing ponds and Lumpy Creek that's only connected at higher water flows.
The streams support populations of three kinds of salmon and two kinds of trout. Adding wood to the stream can stabilize banks and help create deep pools where young salmon can survive a winter freeze or heavy rains in the fall. An environmental analysis for the project states the quality of habitat in the two creeks is declining and will continue to worsen without the restoration work. The practice of cutting trees on fish streams on national forest land ended with the Tongass Timber Reform Act of 1990, which required stream buffers. The Forest Service already did some work on that creek a decade and a half ago, digging out some pools for fish rearing ponds and placing some wood. Whitaker says that work has made a difference, but more is needed. The agency proposes building 15 large wood structures in the creek using trees with root wads still attached. To build those wood structures, the project will use 110 old-growth trees from National Forest land at Woodpecker Cove, about 12 miles from Ulmer Creek. Becky Knight is a board member of the Greater Southeast Alaska Conservation Community, which has raised concerns with the project.
It's obtuse logic that valuable woodpecker deer habitat should be liquidated and the old-growth timber that supports that habitat be used to restore Ulmer Creek. As most people are aware, there's been significant public concern regarding the incremental loss of local deer habitat, but no prior or specific public concern about the need to restore Ulmer Creek.
Knight notes she doesn't mean to say that Ulmer Creek isn't degraded, but she thinks the agency would be better off fixing hanging and blocked road culverts that impede fish passage. In comments on the project, the state's Department of Natural Resources recommended taking wood left behind in areas that have already been logged before cutting the trees in Woodpecker. Another state agency, the Department of Environmental Conservation, fully supported the work. The source of the trees isn't set. The agency has agreed to consider other options for the wood. Whitaker says any stream restoration project will require using some wood from somewhere else in the forest.
We've collected wood from old-growth stands, young-growth stands. We've used logs from decommissioned bridges. We've used wood from riparian areas. We've used blowdown patches. We've taken it from highway expansions. We've taken it from road building. Basically, wherever we choose to take the wood, there's usually somebody that thinks we should have chosen somewhere else.
Whitaker notes the old-growth trees would be cut next to an area that's already been logged. He says a wildlife specialist looked at the proposal and acknowledged there would be an impact, but it wouldn't be significant. So does it make sense to use deer habitat to fix salmon habitat? Whitaker thinks so.
If you look at the analysis and you look at where we're getting the wood versus the benefits of what we're doing, we're basically taking 2 acres of old-growth habitat out of production, old-growth pog, they call it. But we are benefiting about a half a mile of salmon stream on a large salmon stream and, you know, a portion of the 20-acre floodplain. And so I thought it was worthwhile. The decision maker also thought it was worthwhile.
The decision maker in this case is District Ranger David Zimmerman. He signed off on an environmental assessment for the stream work in late November. The project probably won't start for a couple of years. The agency hopes to do the work at the same time a timber sale happens in the area, but the project is designed to happen with or without a separate timber harvest. The agency would contract the work out, and it's expected to cost around $150,000. Old logging equipment, 55-gallon drums, and cables would also be removed from the area. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.